You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A New Richmond man was arrested this weekend after being accused of killing his wife and attempting to hide her body. According to court documents, 70-year-old Gordon Laxo was charged with first-degree intentional homicide, hiding a corpse, and strangulation and suffocation in St. Croix County on Monday. Authorities say they were called to the New Richmond property on Sunday afternoon for a welfare check on his wife. They began investigating when she wasn't found at the home and later discovered her body in Polk County. The Superior Police Department is reminding residents that they're handing out overdose prevention kits for free. According to authorities, the department has been handing out the kits to anyone who needs them with no questions asked. They contain fentanyl test strips, Narcan, and various resources for harm reduction and treatment referral options. They're also promoting their fund dedicated to helping people struggling with addiction get into treatment programs. The free kits can be obtained by calling the department directly. Law enforcement authorities across the state will be stepping up their impaired driving enforcement this month. Departments will deploy increased patrols to discourage residents from driving while intoxicated and are warning residents that there will be a zero-tolerance policy for impaired driving and open containers. The increased and highly visible enforcement efforts are meant to encourage residents to plan their ride ahead if they intend to consume alcohol. They're also encouraging other drivers to report any suspected impaired driving. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is warning residents of a slew of scams circulating the area. According to a press release, several scams have cost residents nearly $50,000 over the past few months. Authorities are reminding residents not to give out their personal information, never pay potential scammers in cash, gift cards, or Bitcoin, and not to answer the phone if they don't recognize the number calling. Some common scams include computer virus claims, grandparent scams, extortion attempts, and rental scams. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles has announced new fraud prevention efforts. The agency is using a new verification process and alert tool to help residents prevent their identities from being stolen. The new verification feature is available on various DMV applications and compares a photo of the consumer in the moment with the photo the DMV has on file to verify their identity. Residents can sign up for the new alert system online and get notified of activity on their account like a change of address request. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and 22 other attorneys general have filed a second motion for enforcement in relation to the Trump administration's federal funding freeze. According to the motion, the administration is continuing to block hundreds of millions of dollars in grants despite multiple court orders against the freeze. The motion asks the court to require the release of the funding if the Trump administration is unable to provide evidence that it has already been unfrozen. The court previously granted the first motion for enforcement. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Barron County is reminding interested residents to register for their next evidence-based Savvy Caregiver program. The program offers participants a 6-week training course to teach them how to care for their aging family members with dementia. The program runs from April 16th to May 21st at the Rice Lake Senior Center and is free for residents to participate in. It teaches residents about different kinds of dementia and how to handle difficult dementia-related behaviors in a practical way. A woman involved in a fatal Sawyer County crash nearly 1 year ago has been sentenced to prison. On Thursday, 40-year-old Erin Marie Jones was sentenced to 5 years in prison and 5 years parole after entering a guilty plea to homicide by negligent operation of a motor vehicle. According to court documents, Jones was making a U-turn on Highway 70 when she collided with a motorcycle being driven by 57-year-old Daniel Barber in the opposite direction. Barber was flown to St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth and later died from his injuries. An audit of the November election ballots in Wisconsin showed that not a single vote was not counted or counted incorrectly by voting machines. According to a report from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the audit also found the voting machines and the software that they use weren't tampered with in any way. They say they found just 5 errors in total, all of which were made by people hand-counting ballots. The 2024 election saw far fewer complaints about the integrity of the voting machines after President Donald Trump won the state. Health experts are warning of another tough flu season in Wisconsin next year following a canceled FDA meeting. The agency recently announced the cancellation of its meeting with the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. The meeting typically sees a committee of independent experts make recommendations about which strains of the flu to target the following winter so mass production of those vaccines can begin before the flu season starts. Wisconsin saw an uptick in respiratory viruses this winter amid lower vaccination rates. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Another Brewers pitcher injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says he now has half a dozen pitchers dealing with injuries in spring training. The latest, Aaron Ashby, the lefty pitching last night against the Reds, had to leave the game with an apparent strained oblique muscle. The Reds went on to win 5-4. Ashby to undergo an MRI.
Even though it's frustrating, but just kind of, you know, what the timing feels like going on the mound.
The team assigned 36-year-old lefty Jose Quintana, who spent the last 2 years with the New York Mets. Basketball tonight. The Bucks are on the road in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. College hoops, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in the Twin Cities, 7:30 tomorrow night for a border battle with Minnesota. Did the Badgers' lack of shots fail them at Michigan State Sunday? Greg Gard.
Yeah, well, we had three possessions there at the end where we kind of had ball screen defense breakdowns is the word I'll use because I'm not going to use the word I use with the team.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won two. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated six times and won five. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothy Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Anora writer-director Sean Baker won four Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win four Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Anora was the talk of the night as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Anora five Oscars out of six nominations. Not a bad Sunday. It was a bit of a slow weekend at the box office. Prognosticators say that is most likely due to the fact that it was Oscar weekend. Captain America Brave New World was number one at theaters for a third week in a row. The news is a bit of a surprise as it did not review particularly well with critics or audiences. The film pulled in $15 million over the weekend, bringing its total to $163 million domestically. This is a bit of a surprise because movie-going audiences who like a little action had another choice in the film Last Breath, a film about a scuba diving team trying to rescue one of their own. Last Breath drew a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes and has decent star power with Woody Harrelson leading the cast. Coming in third place was the horror film The Monkey in its second week of release, and holding down fourth place was Paddington in Peru. Fifth place, Dogman, which has shown incredible staying power. Get it? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with rain developing this afternoon, up to 48 for a high today. Rain will change to snow tonight with snow continuing through much of Wednesday. 4 to 6 inches of accumulation possible with strong 35 to 45 mile per hour wind gusts creating blowing snow through much of the day Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.